Today on Gardening in a Minute, purchasing plants. Spring is the time for new growth and new garden plans, and it's exciting to contemplate a new look for your landscape. Make a list of the growing conditions in your site and the role the plants will play in it to help you make your plant choices when you get to the nursery. Look for a reputable nursery with a neat appearance and knowledgeable staff. The foliage of plants you select should be evenly distributed and healthy. Avoid buying plants with weak, poorly formed, or damaged trunks and branches. Inspect plants for disease or insects and roots coming out of the bottom of the pot, which can indicate a root-bound plant. Finally, plant your new acquisitions correctly and water them until they're established. For more information about purchasing plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, placement of plants in the garden. A common mistake gardeners make in the landscape is placing their plants too close together. This happens because plants are usually purchased when they're young and not fully grown. As plants mature, growth can be stunted by a lack of adequate space. Overcrowding can also lead to disease problems from too little air circulation and spindly growth from inadequate sunlight. You'll save money, time, and effort if you know how large the plants you purchase will ultimately be, so make sure to consider the new plant's mature size and place them in the landscape accordingly. There are dwarf varieties of many plants that may work in smaller spaces. And remember, your new garden may not look completely full at planting, but will fill in with time. For more information about spacing ornamentals and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for houseplants while away. Many of us travel during the warmer months of the year. We can send our pets to the kennel, but what do we do with our houseplants? If you can't get someone to check on your plants every few days, you can still be worry-free when you leave town. Self-watering wicks available at garden supply stores are a great option. These wicks go into the container of water on one end and into the soil of the plant on the other. The wick automatically draws up as much water as your plant needs. Other options are fully automated watering systems, gorgeous plant watering balls, and watering probes. All distribute water according to the plant's needs and can be used even when you're in town. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. When designing your landscape, use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact. Group plants that have similar water needs together. If you have an irrigation system, set it to water different zones according to the plant's water needs. Think about installing micro-irrigation, drip irrigation, or other low-volume system to save water. Use a 2-3-inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to reduce watering needs. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf such as Bahia, Bermuda, or Zoysia grass. To help protect our environment, take the smart approach to landscaping and reduce your water needs. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, angel wing begonias. The angel wing begonia gets its name from the shape of its leaves, which come in an array of different colors and patterns. Angel wings are some of the largest begonias, reaching up to 5 feet tall. Since begonias are native to the tropics, they prefer spots with high humidity and lots of filtered sunlight. They can also thrive indoors. If you live in a cooler part of the state, be sure to protect your outdoor angel wings from frost. Angel wing begonias produce large clusters of white, pink, orange, or red flowers, blooming profusely early spring through autumn. If your begonia gets leggy, don't be afraid to cut it back. An occasional light pruning will also stimulate new growth and more flowers. For more information about angel wing begonias and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.